We are 3 years past D-Day, but only 6 months after EMS weekend. Unfortunately, our group disintegrated shortly after we started our studies beyond EMS. I'm the hurt spouse. Recently, I found a discrepancy in what my husband said he was doing because of a gas receipt with time that made it impossible. When I pointed this out, he said there had to be something wrong. He suffers from depression, and it seemed to me that this caused a depressive state that lasted a couple of days. I trust God with him and know he will bring it into light, that which is hidden, as he did before. How do I go about something like this in a very loving way that is loving and yet not enabling? I don't want to sweep dust under the carpet and pretend it's not there. I've thought on and off about asking him to do a lie detector test, but I really don't know if it would be a thing to do. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. So that's an interesting one. If you know, I guess I would probably like a little bit more information. I think your question is, how do you talk about it or bring it up in a way that's not shaming, not a problem? And to me, the way that you do that is you first point out what their best possible motive might have been for why that happened, or what their best argument might be. If they are doing work in recovery, I would certainly affirm that to begin with. Tell them what they're doing well. And just say that, and then talk from an I perspective. You know, it scares me when I find information like this, because it seems to be a discrepancy, and I understand mistakes can happen, but, you know, it causes me to flood. Is there any way you can help me understand? I would kind of bring it up from that perspective. And I believe that, you know, as long as they don't feel like you're doing what's called fast startup, where it feels like an attack, you know, you lied to me, blah, blah, blah. If you start off with, I see you doing this, and I know you're doing this, and I know your heart, but this is something that's really confusing to me, and it scares me when we see things like this, or I see things like this, can you help me understand what was going on? Usually there'll be a lot less defensiveness. One other technique to stop defensiveness when you bring something up to them is say, I want to bring something up, but I don't know that you're going to be able to not be defensive. Almost setting it up, telling them they're going to be defensive by the way you're bringing it up, oftentimes will prevent them from being defensive simply because they don't want you to be right, so they'll work really hard at not being defensive. So that would be another approach. One other thing I might suggest, if you're still interested in Beyond EMS, but your group didn't follow through, I believe they are starting a new group to help those like yourself where their groups didn't follow through. So if you want to contact Aaron, just at info@affairrecovery.com. They should be able to give you some information about a new group that may be starting. So that concludes our call for the day. I want to thank everybody for calling in, and I hope you all have a good week. Be sure to keep those questions coming. Thank you.